This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Welcome back. WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the anchor desk. Rob Center could not be more fabulouser. Is that a word?
It is now.
Okay, super. Thank
we'll
you.
We'll add it to the dictionary.
We have a list of new words, some of which your father made up over here. Movie Mike McGranahan is across from me, professional movie critic. His website, aisleseat.com. His review today, Ready or Not.
Ready or Not is one of the sickest, most twisted movies of the year. And I mean that as a compliment. Samara Weaving plays a woman who was just married into a wealthy family that made its money manufacturing board games. They have a bizarre ritual. Whenever someone new joins the clan, they have to play a game. That turns out to be hide and seek. The twist is that she has to hide in their huge mansion while they try to kill her. You thought your in-laws were jerks. Basing a 95-minute movie around that premise may seem unpromising. Ready or Not makes it work by gradually adding new elements that give the premise greater definition. We find out why the family plays this demented game and see how Weaving struggles with the realization that she's just inherited the worst in-laws of all time. While there are plenty of seriously gory shenanigans here, the movie is just as much a dark comedy as a horror flick. Certain lines of dialogue have a sting to them, and the violence is occasionally exaggerated to the level where you giggle and squirm simultaneously. Sealing the deal are great performances from the ensemble cast, which also includes Andy McDowell and Adam Brody. Ready or Not is messed up in all the best ways. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5 home bases. This movie was a very pleasant surprise. I thought it looked kind of interesting. Did not expect to enjoy it as much as I did.
Okay, well, I saw the trailer and I thought, boy, what a unique and novel concept. If you told me, hey, Mike's reviewing a horror film this weekend, I'd be like, okay, you know, monsters come up out of somewhere and people get chopped up. This is pretty innovative.
It is, and one of the things that's really cool about it is the whole look of the film, because it takes place in this kind of timeless mansion. You, for the most part, you really can't tell what year this is set in, because everybody dresses very formally, and the house is very old, and everything in it is old. They've got an old phonograph player. There's one scene with a push-button phone, but that's really the only tip-off that it takes place in modern day. But just the visual look of it adds to the suspense.
Well, push-button phone, that's... that could any time in the past 30 years,
right.
I guess, something in that range. Okay, who can we thank for this film? It's a kind of a surprise that it popped up in theaters. So who's sort of pushing this and putting it together?
This is the work of a filmmaking collective known as Radio Silence. It's a bunch of people who take on different roles in writing and directing and producing, but they put different horror movies together. So they're the ones who did this. They also did a movie called Southbound a couple of years ago. And they were part of a horror anthology that got a lot of buzz called VHS that some of our listeners may have seen on DVD or streaming. So they're kind of an interesting up-and-coming group of people who are trying to do innovative stuff within the horror genre.
All right, and you saw great performances by folks, including Andy McDowell. I don't even remember seeing her in the film, but she's the...
She plays the matriarch of the family.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay. Wow, great character. She's covered up in that. So that's super. And then twists and turns, none of which will... give away today, but just things you don't expect, and comedic lines in the trailer anyway.
Yeah, it's very darkly funny, and like I said, it is gory, but it's not one of those movies that kind of makes you sick to the stomach with its gore, because it's kind of over the top and it's sort of humorous. And one of the things that's so funny about this movie is that this family, they are not killers. They genuinely are inept at what they're trying to do, and so that adds some humor value to kind of offset the grossness of some of the gore.
So sometimes the wrong person accidentally gets hurt.
Yes.
By some of the stuff. Yeah, I remember one funny line. I don't think I'm giving away too much because it's in the trailer, but it says somebody gets shot or dead, and then whomever did it gets chastised, saying, in what way does that person look like a young woman in a white flowing wedding dress?
Right.
You know, because it was whoever got killed doesn't fit that description. Okay. So super. All right. So 3.5 home bases.
Yes.
Okay. So
remember home base when you played hide and seek as a kid?
Oh,
and you
absolutely.
Had to get the home base.
Right. Right. Ollie, Ollie, in free.
Yeah.
And all that. Okay. New movies. What's cooking?
Yeah. Well, Labor Day is a notorious dumping ground for movies that people have no confidence in. Studio studios and distributors. There are actually no wide releases going out today. No movie is debuting in more than 900 theaters. But the one that opens locally, it's going into about 800 theaters, is called Bennett's War. And it's about a veteran who is injured by an IED overseas. He breaks his back and his leg. He returns home and finds that his father, who is played by country singer Trace Adkins, is behind on the mortgage and might lose the family farm. So in order to try to save the family farm, this injured soldier recuperates and then trains and competes as a motocross racer to try to earn money.
Oh, dear. Brutal sport for a hurt person.
Right. And so there's this threat that he could hurt himself. Now, to tell you a little story about this movie, I actually had the chance to see this right after Christmas this year, when the movie was test screening. And I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement, so I wasn't allowed to tell anybody that I saw it. And I got to tell you, it was so corny and so sappy and so predictable that I started to zone out after a while. And the reason I didn't review it today is because there's a possibility that the cut changed after I saw it, because it was in the testing process, and I didn't want to review a movie if I knew I hadn't seen the final version. But the version I saw was a real snoozer. So Bennett's War opens locally today. There's a lot of good movies playing.
You might want to avoid that until you get more about it. But at the time, did you give the filmmakers your opinion of what you had seen?
There was like a form to fill out. The only reason I did it is because I just kind of wanted to learn how that process works. I hadn't really been part of that before, and this opportunity popped up. It's like, well, you know, I could probably learn something interesting here. So, yeah, at the end, there were some general questions that I had to answer.
How many films have you seen that you're not talking about?
I'm under embargo on several upcoming movies that I've seen, but I'm not allowed to register an opinion on them yet.
Well, good for you. Well, that's exciting. So we'll have to give you a glass of wine sometime. I guess we get wine in and the truth out on these other films. All right. Let's see. Words about entertainment news. A new Martin Scorsese film?
Yeah, anytime there's a new Martin Scorsese movie, as far as I'm concerned, that's cause to celebrate. He has a new film called The Irishman that's going to open in New York and Los Angeles on November 1st. And then it will stream worldwide on Netflix on November 27th. This is a Netflix production. They're giving it a limited theatrical release to get those award nominations coming. It stars Robert De Niro as a World War II veteran turned hitman. Al Pacino plays Jimmy Hoffa. And The Irishman will mark the return to the big screen of Mr. Joe Pesci, who we have not seen in well over a decade.
Okay. Where have we seen him anywhere except in old films? He hasn't popped up anywhere. No entertainment, no fundraising, no nothing.
Okay. No, he pretty much retired. And The Irishman, the running time was announced this week, and it's going to be 3 hours and 30 minutes.
Holy smokes, it better be gripping.
So.
Okay. All right.
But it'll be on Netflix, so you can pause it and go to the bathroom and...
Well, that's
like
true.
That,
or you could see it in the theater, in which case you'd have to run out. But you got 3 hours. How much could you miss?
Exactly.
All right. So other entertainment news. Saturday Night Live has two headlines this week.
Yes. The first headline is that Leslie Jones has announced that she is leaving the show ahead of its upcoming season. This happens every year. There's always a couple of departures. And she's announced that she's departing. Kate McKinnon, however, has signed on again. So she will be coming back. We just won't see any more Leslie Jones. And then the big exciting news is that on December 21st, for the first time ever, the host of Saturday Night Live will be its former star, Eddie Murphy.
He's never hosted?
He has never hosted. Eddie Murphy, of course, came on and saved Saturday Night Live during the 1980 season. After all the original cast members had left, Lorne Michaels had left, it was under another producer. And Eddie Murphy held that show together with his popularity. He was on for 4 years. And then he really hasn't ever returned to SNL aside from just appearing briefly in one of their anniversary specials for their 40th anniversary where he came out. He didn't do any sketches or any comedy or anything. He just came out and spoke briefly. So this will be his first time returning and doing sketches and being part of Saturday Night Live again. So that is really exciting.
And what is he working on the rest of the year? Is he still in films? I wouldn't say I've seen him very often.
He is on the verge of a major comeback here, potentially. He was in semi-retirement for a while. He did a couple smaller films, but he's got a Netflix movie coming out later this year called Dolomite Is My Name, in which he plays Rudy Ray Moore, the comedian who starred in the Dolomite blaxploitation movies of the 70s. And if you've never seen Dolomite, treat yourself to that because it's a pretty amazing film. But if you've seen the trailer for this movie, he's got Rudy Ray Moore down perfectly, and I think that this is going to be the start. Eddie Murphy wants to work again and wants to be funny again, and he's also doing a sequel to Coming to America, so I think we are on the verge of an Eddie Murphy renaissance.
Wow, super. All right, we'll stand by for that. Thank you so much. December 21st on Saturday
yeah,
Night Live.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Movie Mike McGranahan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Follow him on, like I do, at Aisle Seat. He's been tweeting up a storm this week. His appearance always sponsored by the Campus Theater, campustheater.org.